USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A group of high school students in Washington for a pro-life rally were booted from the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum last month for wearing beanies inscribed with a pro-life message. Patrick Murphy on Fox News overnight describes the incident by Smithsonian officials.
We're addressed by two women in all black, presumably security guards, and they tell us indirectly, and they say, all people wearing a pro-life hat, take it off. And immediately we're confused. After that, we decided to sit against the wall, and we were approached by a large man as we were walking out because we had to catch our bus. He comes up to us, rubbing his hands together, saying, y'all are about to make my day.
The Smithsonian released a statement asking visitors to remove hats and clothing is not in keeping with our policy or protocols, end quote. The ongoing feud between California Governor Gavin Newsom and Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Smitkamp is gaining steam.
The DA's comments criticize early release policies after a Selma police officer was shot and killed Tuesday by a parolee.
People call it criminal justice reform. I just call it madness because it's just gone so far overboard.
Newsom slammed Smitkamp, saying she should look in the mirror, adding that she could have prosecuted the case differently. Smitkamp says legislators in Sacramento fail to see the bigger picture.
They've never been out on a beat. They've never been out on a ride-along. They've never even attended a day in court to watch the process.
I'm Victoria Idoni.
United States and Canadian officials are tracking a Chinese reconnaissance balloon over the continental United States, somewhere over Montana at this hour. The intrusion is just days before Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was to make a planned trip to Beijing. The high-altitude balloon was first reported on Wednesday by civilians in a commercial airliner, and still no more information about Canadian officials, who today said a second sighting was being investigated. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
The Ukrainians are warning that Russia is preparing for a large new offensive as the war in Europe drags on.
Ukrainian officials said this week Russia had 500,000 troops ready for an attack in the coming weeks. Forces on both sides are expected to renew offensive operations once winter gives way to spring. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Moscow is concentrating its forces to take, quote, revenge against Ukraine and a free Europe and free world. Russia is coming off a year of few military gains and mostly bloody and costly setbacks in Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Biden administration is claiming Chief of Staff Ron Klain's successor, Jeff Zients, will be a decidedly different management style to the position, saying meetings will start and end on time, decks and slides will replace memos, and subordinates will be empowered to make decisions. A large portion of the southern United States has been hit by nasty weather.
Driving has been a challenge for motorists. They've been dealing with a thick layer of ice.
Terrifying. We've seen two cars stop at the street. One car swerved and almost hit it.
At least 8 deaths, canceled flights, power outages, and school closures have all been blamed on the frigid blast of winter weather. Ice is covering the region from Texas to Tennessee. I'm Dave Collins.
Another inflation indicator will be released by the government this morning. The employment situation will show how the workforce is doing. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.